Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. He is also a big kahuna in from Laguna Beach to report on breaking news from Maui, Lahaina, destroyed by a wildfire. And now, the headlines. Maui brush fire scorches 10 acres near site of deadly Lahaina blaze. Evacuations lifted. Jeff, you have instructed me over the years about the wildfires of California and the Pacific Coast. And strikingly, I learned from you that containment is not entirely containment. It's a moving story, and that fires can break through again, having burned as cinders or sparks underneath the mat. I'm speaking of what I've learned of California. Is that suggestively of what's happening here, this 10 acres all of a sudden gone days later? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. I don't have the cause yet of the fire that erupted today. It only burned about 10 acres. I say that, relatively speaking to what happened in Lahaina and elsewhere, the other fires they've had on the island this summer. But what happens is, if you think back to the lessons of Smokey the Bear or Smokey Bear, was that, even though the fire's down, they'd still say, cover it with sand and water and make sure everything's out, sift through the ashes, make sure you don't have any burning embers. Well, it's something akin to that with a giant wildfire. So they have containment, which means you have all of your resources, all of your forces around it, and you're moving towards the center, knocking it down, killing the fire. But even once you've knocked down the fire, you still have to go in and make sure that it is out. And then they commence what they call mop-up operations, where they cover the cinders and they take out materials that could still be possibly burning on the inside that you can't see. Sometimes you get a fire inside wood, like a log or a tree, and it doesn't look like it's burning outside, but inside a fire is occurring, and that can erupt into a whole new fire. And there is some thinking that the fire that was in Maui that got everything started, that resulted in the leveling of Lahaina town there, was that the fire department came, put out the initial fire, and then went elsewhere to another fire. I don't know, but that seems to be the report that we're getting from Maui, is that the fire department contained the fire and then left. And then what happened was, with the winds that were blowing, with the materials that were present, and with the already burning materials there, it just continued on. It just jumped to the next fuel source, and the fire took off with the wind.
The big fires that we've reported, you've helped me understand in California, the ones that burn for days and weeks and chew up acreage. There, when you say, you tell me 50% contained, 80% contained, 100% contained, but there's still people on the scene for X number of days afterwards. I think I've learned that. And they're always worried about something breaking out again. Is my memory accurate?
That's correct. And I've been at the site of wildfires reporting on them and, doing photographic work. And they say, oh, we have the fire out. And then, boom, it pops up again. You'll hear some people refer to it as this beast that can't be tamed. You either have to kill it or, it'll kill you. And they really kind of have a mind of their own or a flavor of their own. They take off, and sometimes they're predictable, but oftentimes they're not, because you're dealing with weather. You're dealing with fuel sources. You're dealing with, heat conditions along with the weather. There's a whole source, a whole variety of things that go into making a wildfire. And of course, when you have a big enough wildfire, sometimes they join up with other fires and it creates a firestorm. And so it's a tough animal to get around when you're a firefighter or a group of firefighters. This thing is kind of a moving project, a moving problem. And you just try to get enough resources on it to knock it down, and then have it contained and knock it down, and then make sure it's all out. It's quite an operation when you see these guys working. It's more like you're fighting a battle, a war, than you are putting out like a regular house fire.
You reported on Friday night, the 25th of August, that the list was 388 long that officially put out of people missing. And please call in if you are on this list. Within about 4 hours of us putting our report up, there was positive news. What was it, Jeff?
It looks that they have about 100 or so people from that list of 388 that they've located. And that is terrific news. And I expect they'll find more people. Often what happens is when you have a disaster like this, not just fire, but hurricanes and earthquakes, people are dispersed. You know, they go to relatives' homes in other areas and safe places, or even out of the state sometimes. And when you have communications problems, breakdowns or failures because the electrical system is down like it was in Maui, then it's harder to make those connections. But eventually people get around to saying, okay, I can't get back to the island, or I'm in a different town. Please let the authorities know I'm safe, or let my family know I'm safe. And so it's a process that takes time. I'm surprised in some ways that it's taking this long. But on the other hand, you know, people in Maui can kind of be spread out and not have as formal communication lines as we do in other places. So it's going to take a while.
And we can expect more people to be found who were on that list. There was the number 1,000 used some days ago. Has that number disappeared from the reporting?
That number definitely has disappeared. That's what's been knocked down to 380 or 280 now, whatever the latest number is. But yeah, and that's not, again, it's not unusual. It's, you know, it's different than the urban centers you'd find in the continental U.S., where there are many ways to connect. It's not as easy as there. The electrical situation, the power situation was in jeopardy for a while. So they finally got a lot of that. They brought that back on, as well as the cellular service. It's a gradual process. But we do know there are going to be quite a few people that are listed as dead, because that firestorm moved through Lahaina Town and surrounding area at such a rapid speed and with such intense heat that some people, their remains will never be found. I know it's hard to imagine, but in some cases, fires are so hot that there's very little left. I mean, it was a fire that melted metal.
Jeff, right now, because this 10-acre fire is contained, does this tell us that even though it's days later, weeks later, that they need to keep a permanent patrol? There's a lot of wind on that coast that isn't typical.
Yeah, it's something they have to really keep the eye on. You know, they've been going through a drought recently. And so that, you know, with the way the grasses are and the wood areas in Maui, it's something they have to keep their eye on anyway. This just kind of heightens it all and intensifies their attention, the resources they're putting on it. What is happening right now as well that we need to keep track of is that the number of the teams that came from out of state to help with search and recovery are now returning to their states, like California, for example. And so that's putting more pressure on the resources, the home resources there in Maui. So some of those people that were working in fire, search and recovery, et cetera, who were able to go out and look for people or do some other things, now have to go back to their main jobs because the backup they had from the states is leaving.
Big Kahuna, how was the Pacific today? You've been on Laguna Beach.
It was beautiful. Not much to report in the way of waves. It was kind of a nice flat day for an ocean swim, get out there and do some laps, so to speak. But beautiful weather. You know, sand is nice and warm. The water was warm enough. It was a great day.
Why people live in California? I remind myself every time Jeff sends me a text message with a picture of Laguna Beach, I'm thinking, that's why they moved to California. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Big Kahuna. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.